And when I say throw the kalabah out of your life, I must say that there are lots of places where you won't be able to throw it out. For example, I live in a white neighborhood. I can't do anything about that. It would have to be done by the government, the society. But I can have black visitors in my house as often as I want to. Strictly speaking, according to the law, I couldn't have a black visitor to stay here, certainly not to live here. And if I want to go to the cinema, then I have to go to an all-white cinema. And if I want to get married, I've got to marry a white woman. And so just to throw the kalabah completely out of your life is impossible. Lots of people have written to me over the last 30 years to say what an influence that book has had upon them and upon their lives. And I was giving a lecture at Princeton University, which is one of the old universities of the United States. And someone said to me, do you think a writer has much influence on his society? And I said, well, that's a very difficult question to answer. Because when I wrote Cry the Beloved Country 30-odd years ago, and whether that has had any influence over my country, I would find it very difficult to say. And a young chap of about, just a little older than you boys, a young chap, he said, I'd like you to know that it made all the difference to my life, and that when I get my degree here, I'm going out to Africa. So I thought, well, you really can't answer that question with any certainty.